The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
There was a scholar of the law who stood up to test Jesus and said, "Teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life?" Jesus said to him, "What is written in the law? How do you read it?" He said in reply, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your being and with all your strength and with all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself." He replied to him, "You have answered correctly. Do this, and you will live." But because he wished to justify himself, he said to Jesus, "And who is my neighbor?" Jesus replied, "A man fell victim to robbers as he went down from Jerusalem to Jericho. They stripped and beat him and went off, leaving him half dead. A priest happened to be going down that road, but when he saw him, he passed by on the opposite side. Likewise, a Levite came to the place, and when he saw him, he passed by on the opposite side. But a Samaritan traveler who came upon him was moved with compassion at the sight. He approached the victim, poured oil and wine over his wounds, and bandaged him. Then he lifted him up on his own animal, took him to an inn, and cared for him. The next day, he took out 2 silver coins and gave them to the innkeeper with the instruction, 'Take care of him. If you spend more than what I have given you, I shall repay you on my way back.' Which of these 3, in your opinion, was neighbor to the robber's victim?" He answered, "The one who treated him with mercy." Jesus said to him, "Go and do likewise." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Good morning, everyone. Brothers and sisters, our Lord Jesus Christ has given the Pharisees many lessons, but this one is very beautiful and incomparable with other parables. Jesus preaches his doctrine and commandments to all people on the world, regardless of race, nation, language, or color. God has spoken to humanity since the Old Testament and given his commandments. Today, we heard Moses in the first reading said, "If only you would heed the voice of the Lord your God and keep his commandments and statutes." However, Jesus, the image of the invisible, gave the law a new spirit. He summarizes the commandments is God's love and mercy for humanity. For these reasons, Jesus chose us the way to gain eternal life in the following way. He said, You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your being, with all your strength, and with all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself. It is necessary to ask ourselves, why does Jesus chosen a Samaritan as the protagonist of the parable? The answer is obvious, because the Samaritans were despised by the Jews for their diverse religious tradition and practices. But Jesus chose that the Samaritan is good, generous, and that, unlike the priest and the Levite, he practices the will of God, who prefers mercy over sacrifices. I want to highlight this phrase to move me today. Said, but a Samaritan traveler who came upon him was moved with compassion at his sight, because it is a clear answer regarding who your neighbor is. And it shows that loving one's neighbor is difficult, but impossible, but possible in the midst of the world that has lost sensitivity and compassion for those in need. Now I share this short but true story with you. A grandmother overheard her 5-year-old granddaughter, Christina, playing wedding. The wedding vows went something like this: you have the right to remain silent. Anything you say can be used against you. You are the right to counsel. You may now kiss the bride. This history urges us to reflect on the effects that the changing the essence of God's values and commandments has on the minds and hearts of our children in the family and their surroundings, because they imitate what they see and hear. We must not forget that children are the future of a country and the hope of our Catholic Church in the world. Therefore, brothers and sisters, the invitation of the Lord Jesus today is, go and do likewise. Taking our neighbors into account, it invites us to abandon our selfishness and practice mercy toward those near and far, especially those who share our life with us every day. Only by being good Samaritan, loving God and our neighbors, ourselves, we will have an eternal life. Amen.